No, I mean, people have said that it's real. People said that it's bullshit. It seems more like a urban legend at this point, the like Pizzagate stuff. But whether or not that is real, you can just say that, you just put that all aside and say that that's not real. And without any of that at all, she's still completely, wildly illegitimate and wildly corrupt. And for her, or anyone like her, to come on here and just give these moral finger wagging lectures to these people they don't like, hubris, there you go. Hubris, yes. If the hubris to come out here and wag their finger at you, if they have some moral high ground to stand on. And really, they're beneath you. This woman should be, like, gathering your garbage. Not there's anything wrong with that, but it's part about status, so she should not... She should not be able to run for dog catcher. In a healthy society, a woman like this, well, I don't know if we even have women politicians in a healthy society, but she definitely, if we did, she certainly wouldn't be like this. She would not be allowed to run for office. But most people who aren't lying to themselves about people like this know that. And again, I'll repeat, you don't have to get into any of the like really far out there theories about what she's done or hasn't done. Just like most mundane documented stuff, super corrupt. But then they'll come on here and they'll just wag their finger at you and talk about, you know, how they're building and maintaining this, you know, grand global neoliberal empire of capitalism and anti-racism and unity and egalitarianism and environmentalism and all the isms, all the Jewish isms. The reality is, like, these are not moral people. They just pass themselves off as such, and we have to, like, sit here and listen to it. And it's nauseating. They're not moral people. They're repugnant people. Horrible, horrible character. That daughter is disgusting, too. Once I've said, Hillary's 2016 campaign deliberately kept her off camera as much as possible. They knew she was unlike an unlikable bitch, yet talk about people making fun, right? She's not in a position to talk like this. Like, she's the butt of so many jokes. I mean, 2016 was a while ago. It has, like, what, 8 years ago now? So, it's a little foggy. But she was grossly. I lost friends over it. She didn't want to hate her net friends over this. Probably a few real-life friends being like, I would never suppose she'll give me a bang, but never sure I'd give me a bang. I would trust her to walk with my dog. Chelsea Clinton's rotten to the core, too. Her husband's rotten to the core. These people are fucking horrible. Ever shows you may bang, ever shows you never shows, 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 I don't know about her, but I'm pretty sure that's true. I know for sure about Bill. I'm pretty sure she is, too. I don't know what she has to do because I'm sure there's some other ritual that they are involved in to compromise female, that they want you to compromise. But whatever it is, it will turn your stomach if you knew what it was. I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of having these people be able to parade around as if they're our leaders. This woman couldn't lead shit. She's a corrupt politician. All she does is line her pockets and gather as much power as she can, brokering backroom deals. And then she comes out here on these international media networks to pontificate as if she's a moral person and turns your stomach. Say it's hypocrisy doesn't cut it. You know, it's not hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy, but it's more than that. It's a hubris, it's an arrogance, it's a chutzpah, it's like, she knows how corrupt she is. But she has the gall, the fucking gall, to come out here, burst out on her, and talk as if what she's saying, the criticism she's saying about somebody else, doesn't apply more to herself. And that is just something that I just can't really, I can't understand that in a way, at least not to this level, right? The frazzle trip thing, I don't know if that's real or not. I mean, it seems a little bit like an internet urban legend to me, you know? I've never seen that. I wouldn't want to see that. It's what it sounds like. I've heard people say that it's real. Like, it's real, Charles, I swear. And I've heard people say, like, that they've looked as hard as they could for that and can't find it. Doesn't exist. I don't know, you know. If you don't know, the frazzle drip thing is this sort of, I'll call it an internet urban legend, because that's the status it is in my mind right now. But it was around the Pizzagate thing, and basically what they claim is that there was this laptop that was Anthony Weiner's, and in it, or was it Weiner's or Huma Abedin's, because they were married. But apparently somehow this laptop gets out of their hands or whatever, and there's a folder in it, and it's found by the detective, and the detective looks in it, and the folder's called insurance. They open it up, and there's a video file called Frazzle Drip, and they open this Frazzle Drip file video, and apparently, allegedly, in this urban legend of the internet thing, there's a video of Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton, like, torturing a young child, a girl, and, like, cutting her face off and wearing it as a mask. That's basically the urban legend, but there's a number of reasons I don't know that this is a real thing at all. Because for one thing, it satisfies too many fantasies of the internet schizo, and then the other part is like, look, I don't know that that's physiologically possible. Like, you could cut somebody's face into, like, fuck it all up and cut chunks off or whatever, but I don't know that you could, especially as a non-surgeon, like, cleanly remove someone's face as one piece. Because it's, you know, it's attached to muscle fibers. I don't think you could do that. Yeah, it was exactly my point, Nemo. We don't have to rely on schizo conspiracy shit like Frazzle Drip. We have enough damning information that is verifiable. Exactly. Didn't a couple NYPD detectives investigating Anthony Weiner wind up dead? Maybe. There's a whole list of people that, like, got involved in trying to investigate or go after or blow the whistle on Clinton's and stuff, and ended up that it's what's called, like, Arpan's side or Clinton's side or something like that, right? You've seen cartels, makes sense as you've seen cartels cut somebody's face cleanly off and, like, have it as, like, a mask. I don't know if I believe you, man. I believe you that they cut someone's face off. I don't believe that you can, I don't think you, especially as a non-surgeon, like, slice someone's face off as a, like, the movie Face Off, and just kind of, like, peel their face down. I don't know, man. I don't think it would come off clean. Like, I think you'd have chunks and ribbons of what was their face. It'd be all fucked up. Yeah, correct. I hate to say it, but the degree of problems is the hurt shit spot point. Yeah, I think it's meant it is, too. Here's line. You could buy a dream for a little bit and sound like six brilliant novels. Maybe, like, the human source to drink a curl as an underground black market is Missouri's best state. But you can buy, like, laboratory-grade oxidized and ground on that you can ingest and get whatever indetomy in mescaline high that you're supposed to allegedly get from use. It's not, you know, do we have to do it? We have to do it. You read this, I've got a shell yarn on it. I've got a little bit of 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 a your nude fragrant vulnerable. This is what would happen if being a sore if he was a him. Problem is, I don't know that we're on as narrow guys. We have to look through the sky and wonder what sublime mysteries lie hidden in the darkness, like jewels never beheld. These uncurled treasures may soon reveal themselves. Go through the upper, I can't. I'll be turned like down to purple's rearing. Yes, I stand corrected. So, Lige, I think I might have been nomi copy all orientation.